A stay-at-home order in Birmingham and a growing number of testing centers were just some of the stories related to the coronavirus outbreak in Alabama. As the number of confirmed coronavirus cases continues to rise in Alabama, state leaders say it's more important than ever for Alabamians to listen to state and health officials during this unprecedented pandemic. The Alabama Public Radio News team is part of the COVID-19 Journalism Unit. APR is collaborating with WVUA 23TV and the University of Alabama's Center for Public Television. APR's Bailey Majors has a recap of the rules and mandates put in place as leaders work to combat the coronavirus outbreak.
I want to be very clear to all Alabamians. The coronavirus is a very serious public health crisis, which will lead to having economic impact as well. We have to take it seriously. We have to rely on the facts.
That's U.S. Representative Terry Sewell. Her message of caution is one of many from local, state, and federal leaders as Alabama and the entire world deals with the deadly outbreak of COVID-19 caused by coronavirus. People staying at home is prompting healthcare providers to seek alternatives, including telemedicine. Dr. Thomas Wyda practices medicine at the University Medical Center at the University of Alabama. He says that includes patients using FaceTime on their mobile phones to talk to their doctors.
And probably a good 75% of the time, I have a good idea of what's going on with a patient just by history. And so a lot of things can be diagnosed by either phone call or two-way audio video.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham opened its first appointment-based coronavirus testing this week. Dr. Laura Kowalczyk is in the thick of testing for COVID-19. She says UAB has some relief from volunteers who are helping with donating supplies.
Key to this is conservation, and we work very closely with our clinical teams to make sure that we are allotting the appropriate protective gear to those folks that need it the most on our front lines.
Thousands of people have flooded the state's screening and testing sites, eager to learn if they have the virus. Another way people are helping out and saving lives is by rolling up their sleeves. Annette Rowland with the Red Cross says blood donations are needed now more than ever.
So we're asking everyone to take the time to give blood. Encourage your friends, your neighbors, and other businesses to give blood. As we face this severe blood shortage due to an unprecedented number of blood drive cancellations.
Alabama State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says at this time, donating blood is one of the only exceptions of social distancing.
I would say that blood donation would be an acceptable reason to be out and do that, and I would encourage you to do that if you haven't done that. There's really no substitute for donated blood, and we need to continue to support that part of our healthcare response, if at all possible.
COVID-19 causes mild to moderate flu and pneumonia-like illnesses in those young and relatively healthy. But state health officials warn it can be deadly, particularly in those older than 60 or with pre-existing health conditions. Young people may be transmitting the virus without even knowing it. The state health department has slowly been scaling back on the number of people allowed to gather in groups. ADPH has also mandated only takeout orders and curbside services for all restaurants and breweries. People who knowingly and willingly violate the Alabama Department of Public Health's orders could soon face misdemeanor charges and fines under state law. The fines range between $25 and $500. The law also says if a person continues to violate or not comply with the order, they can be charged with an additional offense daily. Leaders like Representative Sewell say what we do now matters more than ever and could impact us down the road.
It is important that we take seriously this pandemic. Coronavirus is serious. It's affecting every Alabamian, affecting more those who have chronic illnesses and those that are seniors. So we have to be especially cognizant of these vulnerable populations and do all that we can to stop the spread of this virus and to limit its effect on all of us.
Another reoccurring message from state officials, stop panic buying. Many people across the state are buying toilet paper and pasta in bulk, leaving shelves bare in a matter of weeks. Dr. Harris says grocery stores will remain open because people must have access to food during this chaotic time. He says the food supply chain is strong despite concerns over the coronavirus outbreak.
Just remember to be prepared, but there's no advantage to being overprepared. There is no shortage of food. There's no shortage of things other than temporarily for paper.
paper products, as we all know about. We have no concerns or issues that people won't be able to access food if they need it.
Lawmakers are looking at expanding testing and screening sites across the state as hundreds of thousands of people come in for tests. Meantime, there are things we can all do to help in this chaotic time.
Please remember to practice good hygiene. Please remember to wash your hands. Please remember to avoid crowds, as we have mentioned. And certainly remember to stay home if you're sick. I think if we all cooperate, then we'll have a little bit of time where we're inconvenienced and uncomfortable, but I know that we'll come out okay on the other side.
Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.